There is nothing worse than untapped potentials. If you know that you're made for more, this is the place. I know that every successful person I've ever met has one thing in common. They do not let themselves fall victim to their circumstances. They figure out a way to rise above it. So join me on this journey where I help you to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. If you're feeling stuck and you're needing some practical tools, some hope to get you to that better life, this is definitely the place for you. Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm Lachelle Weemy, and I have a special guest with me, Annie Henderson, who is an amazing coach. And I can't wait, you guys, for us to be able to share this conversation with y'all so that we can get you from where you are to where you want to be. And Annie is going to be an amazing facilitator through her own experience and all of the wisdom that she has basically gleaned from all of that life experience and the things that she studied to really help all of us through her story. So Annie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me here. I'm excited.
Me too. All right. I want you to kind of do this justice because I definitely did not do you justice. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about who you are and how you're trying to serve people today?
Yeah, no, you did an amazing job. So my name is Annie Henderson. I am a life coach, previously a school counselor, previously a licensed professional counselor, and I am now helping people that struggle with people pleasing, that struggle to maintain boundaries and feel guilty when they say no, avoid conflict, over apologize, all of those things that can kind of keep us stuck.
Yes.
So helping them get that happiness, get that peace that they have just been kind of internally beating themselves up and putting themselves last for
yes.
so long.
Oh my gosh. You know, I don't know if I told you this the last time we talked, but my word for 2021 was free. And that really meant like the freedom of the opinions of others, the freedom of people pleasing, the freedom to follow the plan and the path that I have designed for myself and not the plan that everybody else has for me. And so I just think that it's so amazing that you're here and you're going to talk to us about this. And I got to tell you that last year was transitional and very, very impactful. And so I hope, and that's my wish for all of you guys that are listening to this and you feel like, oh my gosh, me, that's me. I have literally been people pleasing, self-sabotaging myself in that way for so long. And so I'm excited to hear what you have to say, but I'm curious, like, how did you ever end up in this particular topic of interest?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you asked that. It was actually a shift because originally, I was focusing on, I had a Facebook group called End Mom Guilt, right? Oh. I had previously been a first grade teacher and an elementary school counselor. So I got kids, I had my own, I understood like the parents and what they went through at that time. And then I realized I don't have the same struggle. Like I didn't have some of that mom guilt that usually is just as soon as you get the kid, you get a load of guilt as well. And I didn't have that. So I was missing that kind of connection. I could educate in that area and kind of consult, but it's different when your coach has been in your shoes.
Yep.
So where that comes in was I've been a people pleaser for decades. That was most of my life. So much so that I got married at 19, didn't really have a clue of who I was, but just went along. If a guy asked me out, it was a yes, right? I was going to say yes and yes and yes. And when he didn't want me to go away to college, I was like, okay, I can go to college here, and just kind of went along with what other people thought was right for me. Now, we were married for 7 years, right? We got along. Mm-hmm. We were great pals and friends. and lots of checking the boxes, right? Mm-hmm. We went to college, went on to get my master's degrees, built a house, had a kid, check, 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 all the boxes. And I was still not quite happy, right? Something was missing. And I ended up coming out of the closet, mm-hmm. right? So that was a huge thing.
Yeah.
And I thought that coming out of the closet would be like the answer.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's the rainbow. I'm free now. Mm-hmm. But instead, I was still a people pleaser and I hadn't dealt with that side of my life.
Yeah.
So then I got into a relationship and it was toxic, right? I still didn't have boundaries. I was still trying to please this other person and make sure they were happy at the cost of my own inner peace and who I was.
Right.
So when that relationship ended, then I was able to focus on myself. I was able to, you know, spend time with friends, make my own choices, figure out what I liked instead of what everyone else liked, and just focus on my kiddo too. Because at the time my kiddo was around 2 to 3. And I remember thinking, okay, I don't want to grow up modeling this for her.
Yeah.
Yes. If she grows up and is a people pleaser too, I will be crushed because I have all this time. And so that was kind of, that was my path and how I got into, these are the people I can serve. So on TikTok, where I find most of my clients is I work with people pleasers and the LGBTQIA community, more of later in life lesbians that have had a path similar to mine where I checked all the boxes, had a awakening later in life and are struggling with taking those steps forward.
Yeah, that's amazing. And one thing that you said just really resonated with me because I actually have a Facebook group that I started recently called Modeling Confidence for that reason. Recognizing that if we don't start to fix the junk that's holding us back, we can't model better for the ones that are watching us. And our kids are going to do what we do, not what we say. And so if I am stuck in the generational lack of confidence, people pleasing, low self-worth, I am only going to be transitioning that down to the next generation, and it had to stop. And so I just think that it's so powerful. And I think that it's so impactful when we recognize, right, that there is something within us that has to be dealt with and acknowledged and learned how to overcome so that we can be better for ourselves and therefore all of the people around us that are counting on us, right?
Yes. And it's, I know to my clients, it sounds like this impossible, super scary task, right? Getting out of our comfort zones, even though it's not doing us any good to stay there, getting out of that can be so scary, but the rate at where they start to shift and succeed is nothing compared to like the decades that they've spent. So to be able to start making those shifts in months versus continuing this kind of path of torture is mind blowing.
Yeah. So do you find, okay, let's start here. If somebody is just kind of wondering like, oh, well, am I a people pleaser? What are some of the symptoms, I guess, of people that kind of would fall into this category? What would you typically see?
Great question. What I usually ask my clients from like a free consultation call is, do you struggle to say no? And if you do say no, do you feel lots of guilt? Or when you say yes, you feel kind of resentment because you didn't have that time to spare and now you can't do the stuff for you now. So that's one of the questions. Do you avoid conflict? And when I was so good at this and growing up, I thought, shouldn't everyone avoid conflict? Wouldn't life be better? What's wrong with people that they want conflict? No. It was just shoving down our needs and wants and to make other people happy. Sometimes it looks like over apologizing. Sometimes it's just certain people, whether at work or someone in our life that we say sorry. Some people say sorry as a filler. And it makes no sense when you say it.
I've done that.
And it's kind of humorous. So they're like, sorry, why? taking things personally is a big one. I'm a huge fan of the book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz.
Yes, that's a good book.
Yes. I have, when my clients sign up, I'll usually send them that book because
that's such a great book.
It's really powerful.
Yeah.
And it's a great view of, okay, this is how I was brought up. Does it have to stay that way? What transitions can I make? So yes, if anyone's listening and hasn't read that book,
yes, definitely one of my favorites for sure. Yeah, no, those are all things that I can 100% say that I'm guilty of. I'd say I'm sorry for being sorry. And my friend Katie, like, she looked at me and she's just like, you got to knock that off, you know? And I literally just found myself apologizing for going late with the last person I did my podcast with. And I'm like, I'm really sorry. This went a little longer than I expected. And he's like, do I look upset? Like, he kind of called me out on it. You know, he's just like, it is what it is. If I had something, I would, you know, have told you politely, like, hey, I have another commitment here. And it's like, oh, well, I just wanted to make sure you knew I respected your time. It's like, it's interesting how we don't even realize that we're doing it because it becomes such a part of who we are until somebody kind of just like called mm-hmm. us out on it. And they're like, why are you apologizing for that? It's really fascinating.
Yes. And sometimes you'll have that friend that will call you out.
And their gift, right? And so I think that when it comes down to people pleasing, I would love to know, do you find that there is a common kind of root cause of that? Or do you find that it's varied with different people?
Yeah, I think it's varied. A lot of people have that childhood trauma. Mm-hmm. On consult calls, I usually hear a common theme of maybe walking on eggshells. Sometimes it's divorce and they're trying to make sure mm-hmm. that all the parents are happy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not divorce and they're just, you know, fighting parents and they're still trying to make everyone happy.
Right.
I don't know if you've read the book Untamed.
Yes. Yes, I have. Yes.
So do you remember when Glennon's...
You can see all my books.
That book is incredible.
It is.
But at some point, I think it was when Abby was asking her mom maybe about getting married or something like that.
Yeah.
If she could propose to Glennon. And, you know, her mom had mentioned like, oh, I haven't seen her smile like that. Or I haven't mm-hmm. seen her this happy since she was 10.
Yeah.
So there's usually this kind of age range where... it just starts happening and then it happens. And I remember doing some of my own work and mm-hmm. Lisa Nichols' mirror work. And I remember speaking to myself in the mirror and mm-hmm. what came out was, I'm proud of you for getting your confidence back. And it choked me up because mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it made me think of that book and how when I was younger, I was free and playful and you know, there was no fears and people pleasing yet.
Yes. And one of the things about my favorite part about that book that stood out to me was, and I don't remember exactly how she said it, but it was when she was trying to decide if she should leave that marriage. And she decided that, would she want this life for her daughter? And if the answer was no, then why is she modeling that for her daughter? And that comes back to the modeling, you know, for others. Again, it's like, if you're putting up with something that you wouldn't wish upon your own children or someone else, then why are you putting up with it for yourself? And that's really, really powerful. Yes. And so I think that comes really nicely into the kind of conversation that we can have around people pleasing and setting boundaries as well, because I think that so many of us are afraid of what's going to happen, but we fail to acknowledge what could happen if we don't set those boundaries, if we don't stop people pleasing. And one of the things that I had to learn painfully this last year was that one of the things is I lead a team in business and we are called the servant leaders. And so my servant leadership was always like, oh, well, I'll just do this or I'll teach you this or whatever. And I recognized that in my warped view of servant, it was me doing everything for them because I didn't want to bother them. But really what I was doing is I was robbing them of the experience to step up into their own, to build the confidence themselves, to be creative on their own, to be the leader that they could be instead of me always doing it for them. And so I was making it more about me than I was about them.
Yes. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah. And so then I ended up, and I can't believe I'm saying this in public, but like sometimes I would end up resenting the things that I was doing because I was frustrated that I wasn't getting the help, but I never showed them how to help me.
Yes. And so I guilt and resentment back and forth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And so it's like acknowledging that whose fault is this? This is mine. I did not lean into the building up of people and setting those healthy boundaries and giving people the encouragement to do things on their own and celebrating that instead of feeling like I had to do everything for them because I didn't want to bother them. I didn't want to put them out.
Exactly.
I didn't want to cause any whatever. And man, like in the face, like acknowledgement of I built this. So anything that's not going well is my owning. And how do I want to go forward from here? And so I just, I can't wait to hear more from you as far as what steps that we can start to take in order for us to really give ourselves the permission to set that part of us aside and the practical tools that we can start using to start that journey. So I can't wait to hear all about that, Annie. But first, you guys, I'm going to tell you about something that I've been working on. It has been something that I've been so stinking excited to share because I'm all about connection and I wanted a deeper connection with all of you. So you're going to want to tune in real quick. I'm going to tell you all about my project and then we get a chance to hear from Annie and all of the steps that we can start taking to get from where we are to where we want to be. So I'll see you guys back here in a couple seconds. Hey, Lachelle here. And I just got to ask you, do you ever listen to podcasts or special training from gurus who are telling you exactly what to do, but you still have questions? Wouldn't it be amazing if you actually could ask questions to the people who are presenting to give you your personalized answer to how you can get into action and apply it to your unique situation? That is exactly why I created the Better Club Elite, which is a very special, very exclusive monthly membership that gives you access to those question and answer sessions that are going to get you into action and get you all lined up with everything that you need to start being better, doing better, and having better in life and in business. The support, the answers, and everything that you need to get you into action. So let's go. Okay, Annie, it's your turn to completely, you know, take us down that path of how do we get from that place of people pleasing and making everybody happy and avoiding the conflicts and not saying no and not having boundaries to starting to step into this healthier version that we know we can be.
Yeah. So first is just acknowledging that, okay, this isn't good. This isn't healthy for myself. As much as I think I'm doing all of these things for my family, it's actually not helping them. Just like your example. Yeah. It makes me think of a quote. And a lot of my clients can relate to this quote. It might not apply to everyone, but it goes, people pleasing is an unintentional form of manipulation. We do things so people will like us.
Yes. Ugh.
It's a punch in the gut because that's the last thing that we would want as a people pleaser, but it's very 100%. Unintentional. We're doing it. But like you said, it robs them of the experience. And even with, you know, with divorce, at one point I had to say, okay, I can use this person as a safety net, but don't they also deserve more love? Someone that will love them equally.
Yes.
And it can get messy. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say one of the things that I learned, this was a season. Let me tell you, be careful what you put your word for the year. Because if it comes to fruition, it can be a painful process. But one of the things that I recognized in some of my closest relationships was that I was making myself into a pretzel in order to accommodate or make everybody else happy. And I found that my, you know, turning myself into a pretzel was giving up a lot of energy in order to maintain that. And then I had to really think about it, like really dive deep and say, okay, well, why am I doing that? And yeah, I want them to like me, but even deeper than that is I'm trying to control the situation. I'm trying to control what I can't control. And then I had to go into, well, what's the difference between control and influence? And control, I learned, was something that we try to do and then we can't let it go. We get anxious and we try to manipulate and work and fit and do the things, which is hence the pretzel. Whereas the influence is really just, I wish for this, I say it, and then I have to be freely release it and let it happen the way it's supposed to. And I was finding myself definitely anxious when things weren't going a certain way or somebody was misunderstanding me because, oh my gosh, now that they don't like me, right? And so I'm trying to, and it's like, oh my gosh, you'd never ever think of that as manipulation, but you totally are. You're trying to manipulate the situation so that it's comfortable for you. And that's hard to hear.
Right. That is very hard to hear. Yes. But so yeah, if that stings and you're like, ooh, that is what I'm doing, then, you know, that you might be a people pleaser and that's okay. And a lot of people want like a quick fix, like, oh yeah, give me three steps and I can stop. Yeah. But it's, yeah, you know, we've been creating these grooves, these connected synapses in our brain for so long, yes, that it's, yes, just a default mode where we need to intentionally start practicing. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of what's in the four agreements, being impeccable with our word, right? Mm-hmm. If we don't have time or space or energy to do something, that we can say what we actually mean.
Yes.
And talk truth over ourselves, right? We are worthy of love, even if we can't help in this situation. Mm-hmm. So the first step, yeah, is being aware. Awareness is, yeah, key. And when you catch yourself, not, yeah, beating yourself up and going, oh, I'm doing it again, I'm horrible, I'm the worst.
Yeah.
But going, oh, I caught it. Before, it was just a unconsciously incompetent, if you, the book, A Complaint Free World, he talks about these levels of competency. And when we don't know what it is that we're struggling with, it's that unconsciously incompetent.
Yes.
And then once we are aware, it'll almost be like a thorn in the foot where, mm-hmm, every time you step. So then you start to catch yourself saying sorry.
Yes.
And it can be almost annoying. And that's usually when people reach out to me because they're seeing this, but, yeah, they don't know how to, uh-huh, fix it.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, oh my gosh, what is wrong with me? And then they get tools, right? Like the four agreements, like some tools that I teach my clients to where you can calm your nervous system and, mm-hmm, be able to reflect and, you know, simple questions like what you had said, would I want this for my best friend or my child?
Yeah.
No. And all my clients can answer that like that.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't want, right, that.
And what's so interesting about something that you just said is a new thought that I've never thought about before, but being impeccable with your word. So if we look at it from like the innocence of a child, let's just say that you came to me and you're like, hey, Lachelle, I could really use help facilitating this class tomorrow night. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. And then my kids watching, they're like, but mom, you're already busy tomorrow night. So then you're teaching them, well, it's not a lie. I'm just, you know, and they're confused, right? Because I basically didn't tell the truth. Like I told them that I have time and I don't. And so they're confused, yeah, right? Because I'm not being impeccable with my words. And then we start to teach that to our kids too. Like, oh, I can put myself second, oof, in order to make, mm-hmm, you happy. But then in the same turn, if I found out that my best friend said, or if I asked you to help me with the class tonight and you really didn't have the time and you told me you did, I would feel awful. So yeah, why wouldn't, yeah, we want to just be honest with one another, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I often ask my clients if they can think of somebody in their life who has great boundaries, who, mm-hmm, can say no, but yet everyone still loves this person,
yes,
right?
Yes.
No one's upset with them. They just have their boundaries. And it's almost like, oh, I wish I could do that, but I can't.
Yeah. And I think,
but it's proof that, oh, it's possible.
Yeah.
People say no all the time and it's okay.
Yeah. And one of the things that I also found is that when I started to be more aware of things, I started to recognize how I wasn't respecting the boundaries of others.
Oof. Yeah.
And it was because of my low self-worth and me thinking that they're saying no was that they didn't like me or that they wouldn't make time for me or all these things. And it's like, holy crap. I need to start respecting other people's boundaries. And what does that mean? It means that I'm trying to control them too. And it's like, oh, you know, that's really, really hard to pay attention to. But if you're finding that you're struggling with having boundaries, asking yourself if you are following other people's boundaries okay, or are you easily offended? And that can be really telling, don't you think?
Yeah. And I have some clients on both sides of that. Some, yeah, are like, oh yeah, it's totally fine if you can't, you know, over and above you, it's okay for you to do it, just not me. And yeah. Then there's some, like what you were saying of, you know, if I put myself last and, you know, I jump at helping everyone and anyone yeah. besides myself. Yeah. And sometimes I can put that expectation on yes. other people.
Yes.
And that's kind of a disaster.
It is a disaster. Because when we put expectations on other people, we're bound to be disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's just setting yourself up for failure.
Plus. Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, that's so true. I'm getting really vulnerable with you, but I think that it's important for me to help our audience to know that, like, it doesn't matter who you are, what you do, how perfectly things look on Facebook or whatever. Like, we all have our ish. We all have our stuff that we're working through. And I think that it's when we have that awareness of where we are and what we don't want to continue to bring into our legacy and to model for our kids that we can really start to become free of some of those things. Right.
Yeah. And that's kind of exciting, right? Mm-hmm. To know that, okay, where I am, things don't have to continue because, you know, a lot of people, like where I was,
yeah.
I couldn't imagine living that way for another 40 years,
right?
50, 60. No, thank you. I yeah. was like, okay. So the fact that, oh, things can get better. There's new yeah. things to learn. There's new tools. There are new books and podcasts and amazing people to meet. I don't have to stay in this little box and cage that I've created for
yes.
myself. I have the key or the door's wide
yes.
open. I
yes.
can step out
yes.
when I'm ready.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. Okay, what would you tell somebody who's really struggling with people in their life or someone in their life that's really important to them, but that person has boundary issues and they do become upset with you when you start to kind of come into your confidence and say, you know, actually, I don't have time for that. And then, you know, they act out. Because the thing is that people that don't respect boundaries are not going to like it when you start to bring boundaries into your life.
Right. And as a people pleaser, right, that's one of the biggest fears is not hurting someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
So to have that, so it's, yeah, hurting someone, it's conflict, it's all the things,
yeah.
all bottled up into
yeah.
one. So sometimes I like to think of people almost like a toddler, right? This is a new boundary you're getting. If you think of, for those moms out there or parents, when you set a boundary of, oh, you need to, you know, sleep in your own bed, if that's a struggle. I just talked to a mom this morning that their kid keeps waking up and climbing into their bed. The kid's going to throw a fit because the rules have changed
yes.
all of a sudden
yes.
in our head, right? We've been struggling with for months and years and building mm-hmm. up this courage. And we
yes.
hope that it'll go right. And for some, that'll be fine. They'll be like, oh, okay. And we'll be like, oh, why didn't we try this before?
Yeah. yeah.
And for some, there'll be that resistance because you've been enabling them.
Mm-hmm.
You've been making life so easy where
right.
you're taking care of, you know, it could be lots of things. It could be you're paying for something so they don't have to. It could be a time boundary. It could mm-hmm. be a space or energy boundary, any of that.
Right.
So knowing that, that there could be that resistance
mm-hmm.
and preparing yourself ahead of time, right? It's okay for that person to have feelings.
Right.
They can get upset. They can also calm down. It doesn't mm-hmm. mean that you have to listen to any aggressiveness,
mm-hmm.
right? If you need to say, you know, we can talk another time, right? You don't have to take on any of that. And the, you know,
right.
it's going to be easy to try to want to back up and say, oh, never mind. I'll do this for you. It's okay. Yeah. Yeah. Forget.
Yeah. Yeah.
And go back into that. But then you're just back where you were. So the fact that if anyone's ready to set that boundary, and of course there's right ways and wrong ways, right? It's not a threat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a, you have to do this. It's a, I'm in control of myself and my time and my energy, and they're in control of theirs.
It's right.
That autonomy and whatever happens, it's going to be fine. They might get upset. I can go and still have my happiness, like an untamed, right? Their island with the drawbridge. I'm just going to pull up my drawbridge for a little bit.
Yep.
And when you are, you know, taking care of these things, or, you know, when there's time, I can lower my drawbridge and you can come on over to my island with my family. But
right.
Until, yeah. And it's important, and it's okay that it's scary, but also going through that ahead of time and preparing mm-hmm. yourself for what if this happens? What if this happens? Is it okay that they're upset?
Yeah, yes. I love that. There's so much that I could talk to you about this. This topic is so important. And I think that what I want to do is just acknowledge the importance of this, you guys, because if you are like, yeah, that's just how I've always been and it's fine and whatever, that's fine. But I also want to encourage you to listen to Annie and remember that if you're in a relationship, if you're in a job, if you're in a situation that does not bring you joy, that does not feel like who you really are, and you're doing it just to keep the peace, you're living a life half lived. And my passion is for all of you guys that are listening to this to be able to step into the potential that God has given you, to life that you are meant to live, and not to miss out on the opportunity of the people that you can serve or the things that you can experience just because you're trying to play it safe and you're just trying to make everybody else happy. When you're willing to step into that, the people that are supposed to be with you will rise up to it or enter your life with you. And it's an amazing, beautiful life. But if you are just fine with fine, then you're going to miss out on all of that. Anything you wanted to add to that, Annie?
Well, what popped up for me, and you said that so well, what popped up for me was social media and social media boundaries, right?
Yes.
You can still be friends and family with someone outside of Facebook.
Yes.
But this is your world. You get to curate it. If there's someone that is abusive or aggressive or toxic or an energy vampire or just you do not align with, you can snooze them or block them or unfriend them. It doesn't mean that you're not still family and you won't see them at a family reunion.
Right.
But this is your space. And considering how much of an influence social media has on our emotional and mental health,
right,
it's important to choose and follow people that are going to make you feel good and to challenge you in a good way.
Yes, absolutely. Oh my gosh. We could talk, like I said, talk all day. Is there anything else that you haven't had a chance to mention that could help our listeners before we wrap up this conversation?
Just know that it's not too late to change, right? You're never too old. You don't have to, things don't have to be bad enough for you to want something better for yourself and your family.
I love that so much. Thank you. And you guys, we're going to make sure that everything that you need to help you connect with Annie, to follow her journey, to be able to work with her if you want to, is going to be in the show notes, because she's an amazing woman. And I am so grateful that you're bringing your passion for the people pleasing and just the sacrificing of ourselves for others in an unhealthy way is something that you're passionate about helping us overcome. And I just love that. Before we wrap up, I always ask my guests to give us a coaching question, something to ponder that can help us to get from where we are now to where we want to be between now and next time.
Oh my goodness. That's such a good question. Oh my goodness. On the ball. How would creating a boundary with whoever pops into your mind, how would that affect the next year of your life if you finally did it?
Oh, that's awesome. See, there's a reason that I ask that unscripted, because I really want whatever the spirit brings in through you is going to come out. And so I just love that, you guys. So thinking about that, and what would that life look like if you were willing to let yourself create that boundary, and how amazing could that be? That's so powerful. Annie, thank you so much for spending the time with us today. And I cannot wait to continue to follow your journey and see how else we all can learn from you and all the things that you're doing. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. Your podcast is amazing. I'm excited that we got to talk more.
Me too, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Untucked Podcast. I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you. And don't forget to check out the show notes if you want to get into my private club, The Better Club, to be able to learn better ways to be better, do better, and have better. So until next time, keep showing up. Let's get unstuck together. Have a great day.